Hey, podcaster. How are you doing? It's Dave here in the How to Podcast series. I hope you're doing awesome. I hope everything's going well. I'm recording this at the end of January, and we took a break from our stats in the month of January. I don't know if you tried it, how far you got. I'd love to hear. I know every time I went to load up a next episode, it's funny, right? Because our host, where we host our podcast, the first thing that pops on the screen is our number, our stats. Ooh, we want to know, right? Every time we go to our website and want to upload the next episode, oh, it's tempting to dive into the analytics and look who's listening and how did my last episode do? Oh, please tell me my number. Right? Yeah. And so it's so hard to ignore that and go right to your upload and exit, get out of there. I hope you tried in the month of January to take a break from your stats. And if you did, I would love to hear your thoughts. How did it go? How did you feel at the end of January or the length of time that you ignored your stats? How did you feel? Did you feel a little less stressed, a little less anxiety that you didn't have to look at your numbers for this month of January? Did you take a diet? Did you try? I hope you did. I hope that you saw a positive result from not obsessing over your stats the way you would have done in the past. And maybe that will be unlock for you a break from having to be so enamored by your numbers. I think it just gives us a chance to breathe. And maybe you took that time that you would be deep diving into your stats and you deep dived into your audience, your community, or recording episodes, or just having a break and maybe spending time with your family. Right? Yeah. So I'm now looking at my stats now that the end of the month is over, and I'm looking at wanting to just kind of explain to those of us that use Spotify for Podcasters as our main podcast host, where we give our podcast episodes to and they distribute it for us, about our analytics tab and what are we seeing on this dashboard. I don't know what these numbers mean, Dave. I'm not really sure what I'm seeing here. I'm hoping things are good, but I don't really have a sweet clue. So I'm going to look at my dashboard as I record this with you today and just kind of talk through a little bit of what I'm seeing for the How to Podcast series and what's kind of on my screen. Now, the challenge is that Spotify for Podcasters at any time can change the entire look of my dashboard and everything I'm seeing on my screen. So I know this is just a moment in time. And I also recognize that you, as a podcaster, might be using a different host for your podcast. And you're using Buzzsprout, or you're using Blueberry or Libsyn or a host of other people that can host your podcast for you. So what I'm saying might not directly relate to what you're seeing on your screen, but I'm hoping there's some stuff here that will translate to you as you look at your analytics for your podcast. And I want to encourage you that you're doing great. Again, the numbers you see will not necessarily represent what you're seeing on your end. You may be way higher than me, or you may be brand new, and your numbers might be smaller. So mileage will vary. Don't use this as any measuring stick for your podcast, because you could blow me out of the water as I talk through my numbers. And I'm okay with that. I'm not terrified or afraid that your numbers are going to be so much better. And you're like, oh, I thought Dave was doing better than he was. Or you're listening to this going, oh my gosh, there's no way I'm going to get to that number. I have the same feelings that you do when I hear people talk about numbers. And the one thing I notice is that a lot of people seem to inflate their numbers for some reason. I don't understand, but hey, whatever. It's kind of like going to the carnival and the person's yelling out that is they can tell you how much you weigh or how old you are. And it's like a game and you could win a prize if they're wrong. Whatever. It's all a game. This is only a snapshot of what you're doing. So understand this as we talk through analytics for our Spotify for Podcasters dashboard. Okay. If you're not on Spotify for Podcasters as a host, you can get to your Spotify specific stats by clicking on through to your host, to the Spotify for Podcasters page, which will be linked in your hosting site's links. You'll be able to click on to see your Apple, your Spotify, whatever. So go there and kind of use it as a guide as we talk through it. Okay, you're good? I'm good? Okay, there we go. So as I click on into my Spotify for Podcasters page, and I can see across the top, I see Home, Analytics, Episodes, Interact, and Monetize. And on the far right, I say New Episode, My Settings. And so I'm clicking on my Analytics at the top, right in the middle of my screen. And as it comes up on Analytics, I have three options: my Overview, my Audience, and my Episode Rankings. So I see across the top, I see Plays, Plays Per Episode, Audience Size, Spotify Impressions, and Spotify Followers. So these are my main categories I see on my screen. I can see a squiggly line across the middle of my screen, which represents a chart, kind of a guide as what's going on. I see options for my last, I click on it, my last 7 days, my last 30 days, my last 90 days, my all time, and I can choose my own date range, which is pretty interesting because back in November, I did an episode every day for the month of November. So if I want to just look at November stats for that period of time, I can click my choose date range and I can pick a specific date range for me. As well, beside that, I can choose between daily, weekly, and monthly. Those are my what I can see on my screen. And then as I scroll down, I can see my impressions for the last 30 days. I can see my top impression sources, saying Spotify Home, Spotify Search, Spotify Library, and other Spotify features. That's what I'm seeing on my screen as I look at this. So, and one thing I'll notice show you too as well is to bring to your attention, you can see underneath your chart that runs across the middle of the page, you can see the date range below, you can see this export to CSV. So if you want to go number crazy and you want to see it into in a CSV format, Microsoft Excel, you can download your CSV file, which will give you more data, information that you can see in a spreadsheet form, and you can play and go nuts with that. So there you go. So that's my overview tab, again, on my analytics page. So I can see my overview. I can also click on audience. And the same thing on the far right, I can click last 30 days, 7 days, 90 days, all time, and to choose a date range as well. So I click on all time. I want the number for everything. And as I'm on audience tab, all platforms, I can see my countries, my geographic location. And for me, my top five countries is the US, Canada, UK, Australia, and Mexico. Hello to you. But I can also scroll down with my little wheel on my mouse and keep going, keep going, keep going. Oh my gosh. There are countries that I am so excited. If I go all the way to the very bottom of my list, way to the bottom, I'm seeing Saint Martin, China, Qatar, Madagascar, Sierra Leone, Niger, Kyrgyzstan, Belarus, Taiwan, Kuwait, Lithuania, the Cayman Islands, Oman, Isle of Man, Bermuda, Turks and Caicos, Sri Lanka, Grenada, on and on and on. Iraq, hello Iraq, Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Croatia, lots, all of the us. Even including Russia, Serbia, Jordan, Zambia, Iceland. Hi, Iceland. So amazing. So you can see all of these countries. And the one thing that's really fun to do that I would challenge you to do is there's the export to CSV. Again, when you're on your geographic location, click on, if hopefully whatever host you're on has this, export to CSV. The reason why I'm asking you to try this, download all of your countries, okay? Which is amazing, by the way. Download all of your countries. And what you get is a list of all the countries where your podcast is being played. What you do then is take that list, that extensive list of all your listeners, and then go to Google Maps. you can actually upload that entire list in one shot to Google Maps. It will pin all of the location IDs for all of your listeners, report it through your host, and give you a map of the world with pins for all of your locations for where your listeners are. And then zoom out and take a look at your world. That is your listening base. What an amazing visual to see pins on cities and countries around the world where people are listening to your show. What an encouraging moment for you to see a global snapshot of the entire world and where people are listening to your show. It is so encouraging, whether you have 10 listeners or 100,000 listeners, to see where they are listening around the world. Your voice matters, your voice is going out, and people are listening to your show. It is awesome. So download your export to CSV for your geographic location, pin it, upload it into Google Maps. I'll put a link on how to do that in the show notes. And I just love doing this. You can do it as often as you want. And again, remember, you can pick a date range and get really granular as to what countries, when, specific time range, all of that. It's really fun to do. So again, I'm on the audience tab of my analytics. On the left, I see my all platforms, geographic locations. Next to that, I see my platforms because I have the apps clicked on. And I can see all of my different apps that are my podcast is being played on. So for me, in my podcast, for the How to Podcast series, Samsung is 81% of my listens. Spotify is 13%. Apple Podcasts is 2.1%. And other makes up 3.5%. So the majority of my listenership is coming through Samsung. Hi, Samsung users. Glad you're here. Apple users, where the heck are you? Again, I'm not an Apple person, so that number doesn't really matter much to me. Anyways, but I do love all my Apple listeners. Thank you. So under platforms, I have apps, and then I have devices. I can click on devices, and I can see that the How to Podcast series is primarily an Android listening audience with 89.6%, 8.6% on iPhones, and 1.9% other. So that gives me a good idea of who is listening to my show. And as well, if I scroll down to the very bottom of my page, I can see Spotify only, it says, my gender breakdown right now for my podcast, 56% male, 38% female, 3.3% is non-specified, and 2.1% non-binary. Hello, everyone. You're all welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Age range for this podcast, you can see a graph, and you have 0 to 17, all the way to 60 plus. And I'm happy to say How to Podcast series has listeners in every age grouping that's showing here on my Spotify for Podcasters page. So hi to everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here, whether you're 0, okay, start a podcast, even if you're 0. My granddaughter is like 7 months old. I'm trying to get her podcasting. So, you know, it's a work in progress. All the way to 60 plus. Everyone's welcome. I'm so glad you're here. These numbers are really important. You really need to kind of pay attention to these because you get an idea of who your listener is. Remember all the way back at the beginning of starting your podcast, you didn't even know who your audience was. And you're kind of like, I'm guessing they're this age range. I'm guessing this is kind of who they are. This is a better snapshot of all the things and all the people listening to your show. Okay, scroll back up again with me. Geographic location. I want to give you one little word of caution when you're looking at your geographic location. Here's one thing to think about. It's a thing called a VPN. I don't know if you've ever heard about this, but a VPN basically allows you to mask your location and place yourself somewhere else in the world where you don't actually live. So for example, my friend who lives in Calgary, his VPN points to Ireland. So everything he does online makes it look like he's in Ireland, but he's actually in Calgary, on Calgary, Canada. He's not. So he's kind of placed himself somewhere else in the world. So as much as these identifications of geographic location feel like it's a real solid number, it can be kind of manipulated. So just keep that in mind. So at the, again, going back to the top, I have my overview, which we talked about. I have my audience, which we've looked at. And hello to all of you. I love my American neighbors here as I live in Canada. Canadians, we need to be more active podcast listeners. So come on, let's go. The other thing is we have our episode rankings. Now, episode rankings, this is your, this listed best episodes all the way down. And you can kind of get a sense of where everything is happening. Again, bottom right corner, you can export this to CSV if you want to play with the numbers even more offline. So for me, episode 76, ta-da, is the highest listenership for me for all of my episodes. And again, this was an episode that I almost didn't record. Six simple tips when dealing with a hater. And this episode is resonating still to this day, as we're way up into the 200s of episodes here on the show. This episode alone has over 58,806 listens. I don't even know what to tell you. Episode 75 comes in at 4,044 listens. A horrifying podcast. It's a good title, right? But it is interesting when you listen to that. That was a guest that I had on my show. And then Daily Dave Podcasting Tips comes in at almost 4,000 listens. Those are my top three for my podcast. And then from there, my numbers fluctuate all over the place. And again, this is within Spotify for podcasters, right? So when I have my podcast listed on GeoSovin or AfroPods, that's not included in these numbers because that's outside of where my Spotify for podcasters data collection points are. So keep that in mind. And this does not include YouTube. This does not include other hosting spots where my podcast might be playing. So again, it's a snapshot. It gives you an idea, right? It's kind of like getting your temperature taken. It tells you if you have a fever or not, but it doesn't tell you if you hurt your ankle. It'll just give you an idea of just a general idea of how you're doing. Okay. So be careful with going crazy, crazy about this, but it just kind of gives you an idea. So let's jump back again on our analytics page to our overview. Okay. Your plays. You'll see these numbers across the top of your screen. Your plays, that's your all-time play. So for me, for the How to Podcast series, I'm at over 103,000 total plays for all of my episodes combined from the beginning of time to today. And that number is going to change as new content goes out, new listeners find the show. And thank you to all 103,000 of you. It's amazing. And that's an all-time number that's showing on my screen. Now, my plays per episode on average, again, I have the really big show, big episode with lots of listeners, and I have my latest episode with a handful of listens because it's brand new. My plays per episode are showing around 25 on average, which is great. I'm happy with that. 25 people coming back all the time to hear the episodes. Wow, that's awesome. Thank you for being here. I love it. My audience size in the last 7 days at the time of recording shows around 761 in my audience. Awesome. Spotify impressions. This is an interesting number. These aren't plays. These are people who have come across my show or been shown my podcast within Spotify. And right now it sits in the last 30 days at 14,302. Awesome. So people are seeing it. Now, how can I take those impressions and turn them into listeners? Better episode titles, better episodes, better content, paying attention to the listenership and where they listen and how long they listen to an episode, where do they fall off? That's really important as well to know that. So that number is a potential number. That is a number that can kind of say, hey, do a really good job. And this number represents how many people have had some sort of influence as far as understanding or seeing or hearing about your show. It's a great idea. I love it. And then I also see my Spotify followers. So those are people on Spotify who have followed my show within Spotify on that app specifically. at 440. That's amazing. Hello to all 440 of you here on Spotify. Thank you for clicking the follow button. And if you haven't clicked that button, help me raise that number up a little bit by hitting the follow button. If you're on Spotify today, it does mean a lot. And what happens then by clicking the follow? It's free to follow the show, by the way. When you click follow, then as new episodes come out, they go into your playlist of episodes to listen to, your new episodes. So for me, I have probably 20 podcasts that are in my following list. So every time I get a new episode comes out from my favorites, they show up right there. And if for some reason you don't want to listen to the show as frequently, you can always unfollow and still play the episode anytime you want. So there you go. That's kind of that stuff. Let's jump back into the episodes. Again, I'm looking at the top of my screen. I see home, analytics, which we've talked about here. I can click on my episodes. And now these are my episodes that are queued to go live. So at the time of recording, I've got 5 episodes sitting ready to go out at different dates in the future, which is a great thing to do. Anytime you can record into the future, it gives you some freedom to take a break, go binge your favorite TV show for a while, or just get away from the mic, because we all need a break, right? So I can see that I've got 5 episodes ready to go out, future dates, awesome. But I can click through and look at my published episodes. And for me, they're green on my screen, and schedules have a little blue button beside them. And I can click through and see, all right, one of my latest episodes just went out recently. It was episode 200, The Two Types of People, How to Demonstrate Confidence as a Podcaster. So as I click on that, I can see my ranking, where this episode particularly ranks in all of my episodes combined. I can see details, Q&A, polls. I can publish those, and I can see my audience. So as I look at this, I can see kind of who's kind of checking out the show. And I click on my details. I can see all the information behind that, my Q&As and my polls. And what I can do is kind of look at the actual podcast and see how it's performing. So as I look at this, I'm looking at my audience retention, which is at the bottom of my screen. And it kind of gives me an idea, starting at 100% on the left-hand side. Everyone starts the show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. And then you can watch as your listeners listen through your show. So, and you can, it happens sometimes, people, your listenership drops as you kind of go through the episode. So around this episode in particular, about the halfway point, I'm at about 3 minutes into the podcast, roughly. 57% of my audience is still with me, which is great. Awesome. I love it. And I can follow through. And in this particular episode, people listened all the way through to the end at about 42.9%. About half of my audience stayed with me from the beginning all the way to the end. Now, well, Dave, why is this so important? A, you're creating a podcast episode because you want your audience to listen to the entire thing, right? Because what happens is you're going to get a credit for a listen, download, listen, whatever, stream, whatever you want to call it, for the first minute of your episode. That counts. There you go. Congratulations. Someone listened to your show. Yay. And you're like, Dave, I have an hour podcast. You're telling me that the 1 minute mark is the only thing that matters? That's what counts as an official, ta-da, someone listened to your show. But you put a lot of work into your podcast. You care about your content. You care, right? Yes. You care about what you do, and you want people to listen to the entire thing. When you bring a guest onto your show, you want everyone to listen to the entire episode, correct? Yes. So you want to make sure that your audience sticks with you for the entire time. Now, will everybody listen all the time? Do you listen as a podcast listener to the entire episode? Probably not. Maybe you're at the gym. Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're walking your dog. And you only walk your dog for 12 minutes, but you have an hour episode. So you listen for 12 minutes. You walk back to your house. You shut off the podcast and continue with something else. yes, the podcaster got a credit, but you only listened for 12 minutes of an hour, and your podcast host looks at this and goes, oh, people don't like my show. Maybe not. Maybe they only had a 12-minute walk with their pooch. So don't worry. But you, what you want to do is kind of look at your audience retention and figure out, and for me, when I'm looking at my screen, this is Spotify only, look at your listeners and kind of figure out, does everybody kind of bail halfway through your episode? So if it's an hour podcast, at the 30-minute mark, your audience just drops right off. Okay, well, it could be that they are listening and they only have 30 minutes to listen to your one-hour podcast. That's possible. It could be that maybe something happened at the 30-minute mark and your audience went, this is not for me, and they stopped listening. Maybe your podcast would do better as a 30-minute podcast instead of an hour. Have you considered that? If you notice a trend where every single episode, everybody seems to leave at the 30-minute mark, maybe you can make your podcast 30 minutes. Try that on your next episode. Make a 30-minute episode. And if everybody leaves at the 15-minute mark, you're like, make a 15-minute episode. And what happens there? Play with the length of your podcast and look at your audience retention and go, I'm noticing a trend that people leave at the halfway point of every episode. Maybe they don't. So for me, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing there's a little bit of a gap that happened about the 75% mark. There's a little drop, but then it came back up again. So I'm not sure what happened there. So looking at your audience retention kind of gives you a sense of maybe what you could do better in your episode. Maybe length is a problem. See what you can do to figure that out and play with it a little bit and then look at the numbers. And what you want to have is you want to have people listen through all the way. So I'm happy with 50 to 60% of my audience listening to the entire episode. Here's the thing I would ask you to do, and I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but if it's your first time here, hello, welcome. Glad to have you here. What a great episode to start on. Happy you're here. This is awesome. What I would say to you is what I hear in podcasting and from the experts and what I hear podcasters do is they are constantly asking for a 5-star review of their podcast. Go to your platform, your Apple, your Spotify, blah, 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 and leave me a 5-star rating. Now, I do that for podcasters because I really want to encourage you. Here's my ask, though, of you, is to maybe stop asking for a 5-star review. That's like saying, tell me I'm pretty. Tell me my podcast is perfect. Tell me I'm awesome. And tell me that I don't need to improve. I think we could all get better. A 3-star review, a 4-star review. I know my podcast can be better. I know my show notes can be better. I know the length of my episodes can be better. I know everything can be better. I'm always working to get better. So a 5-star review to me, and you've noticed, I don't ask for them on the podcast. I really don't. What I would rather ask of you, the listener, is that you commit to listen to the entire podcast, whether you listen to it in chunks and you come back and finish it later. But I would ask you to listen in completion to the entire episode. Every time we have a guest co-host come on, my Daily Daves, my episodes like today, where it's just you and me, that you listen to the entire episode. Listening to the entirety of a podcast episode, for me, is better than a 5-star review. Why? Because it signals to Spotify, and it signals to all the other players that there's quality, valuable content worth sticking around for. So when you do your little call to action at the end of the podcast, which I will do today, my call to action is for you to listen to the entirety of my podcast every time you come to the episode, for the express purpose that the host then, where people are listening on Spotify or Apple or Audible or wherever, they will see that when people come to Dave's podcast, they stick around. So we're going to tell more people about it. To me, that's more important and more valuable than a 5-star review. It really is. Because a 5-star review can be bought and paid for. I have people in my inbox all the time telling me they can get me 5-star reviews on my show for a X number of dollars. And really, that doesn't mean anything to me because I paid for it. I'd much rather have you find value in my show and tell me with your ears what you value. And I would love to see my 50, 60% for this episode, for particular, for episode 200, get higher so that you start at 100% and my listening audience continues to the very end at 100%. What a great metric to work towards is making my content so valuable that you will listen to the entire podcast, even if you have to listen in chunks. You'll come back and continue and listen to the end. That's what I love doing for you and your podcast, is when I listen to your show, yeah, I'll give you a 5-star review because I love you and I want you to encourage you that you're doing a great job. Even though, like I said earlier, we can all do better. I'm going to give you a 5-star review because I love you, but I want you to get better and I want you to put your work in there and don't get all casual and relaxed that you're perfect. Look at my 5-star review. Dave loves me. Oh, I want you to also work on doing it better. But the gift that I'm giving you as a listener when I listen to your show is I listen to the very end of your show, right to the end, through your call to action, through your commercials, whatever you got. I want you to see that I'm listening to the end. So I'm encouraging you, when you do your call to action, instead of saying, follow me on any podcast app, find me here, find me there, ask your audience to listen to your next episode to the very end. That's your true fan. That's your true listener who's not just here at the beginning and hitting play and diving out 60 seconds after they hit play. Your true listener is the one that's listening right now. You. Yeah, you. You're the one that I'm hoping to reach, and you're the one that I'm hoping to encourage. And a special thing here at the end, I would love for you to go to howtopodcast.ca and let me know that you listened to the end of this episode and reach out to me. I'd like to have a one-on-one with you to encourage you and your podcast, to answer your questions. And I'm only offering it to the people who listen to the end of the show. So if you were here at the first few minutes of the episode, you're not going to hear this offer. Only you will, because you're here. Go to howtopodcast.ca. There's a SpeakPipe link there. Leave me a message on SpeakPipe about this episode and say, Dave, I did it. I listened to the entire podcast. And give me some feedback. Give me something that we can talk about on the show. Give me a question. Give me a suggestion for a future episode. Leave me a voice message on my SpeakPipe link on howtopodcast.ca. Tell me you listened to the entire episode today. And I want to set up some time to talk to you one-on-one. We'll jump on Zoom, 15, 20, 30 minutes, and we'll just spend some time encouraging each other in our podcast journey. I would love to do that for you. Howtopodcast.ca. It's an offer only for you because you've listened to the end of the episode. I hope this helps as you look at your stats, because again, many of us are doing this for the first time. We're not really sure. And if we want to share screens together, I can kind of help you look at your stats together. I don't think this is something we need to hide from our audience. I don't think this is something we need to be ashamed of. And at the same time, I don't think we need to be boastful of this and rub it in people's faces that we have X number of listens. And when I see this happening in Facebook rooms and groups, I really feel bad for the new podcasters. When some big hero podcaster comes stomping through the door saying they've had 100,000 listens in 5 seconds, I'm like, come on, right? Let's be real and open with our numbers. Let's encourage people. And again, I hope that none of the numbers I've shared with you today makes you feel awkward and that you're not doing good enough. when I first started this show, I'd get 5 or 10 listens to my podcast. And a lot of people give up with a small audience. Remember, I've talked about this in the past. You need to celebrate the small. Reach out to those 5 to 10 people and build a bridge with them. Find out who they are. Because when you get to the point when you have thousands and thousands and thousands of people listening to your show, it's very hard to get them all in one room and have a conversation. So don't be afraid of a small number. Again, those 5 to 10 people chose you over a myriad of other things they could have done. And there's something about you, the content, your podcast, the name of your show, the name of that episode, who you are and how you speak on the microphone. There's something about you that brings them back. You need to be very laser focused on what that is. And you won't know what it is unless you ask them. So again, I remind you, you do not have because you did not ask. You need to ask your audience, what is it about the show that I'm doing right? What are you finding value in that I can do more of? Is there anything that I'm doing that makes you go, oh gosh, please stop that? And then do that. Stop doing those things that people tell you not to do. And the only way you're going to do that is by making it super easy for people to reach out to you. Make it simple. Put something on your website. Put something in your social media and your email signature on your posts where people can respond to you. And then open the door and be responsive when somebody reaches out. Try me. howtopodcast.ca, SpeakPipe, email, everything's there. I would love to meet with you and chat more. I hope this helps. Again, looking at your analytics, don't forget the little tip about downloading the CSV file of your listeners geographically. That is such a cool, fun exercise to take that list, upload it to your Google Maps, and drop pins in every country where you're being listened to, and even the cities. It's so cool to zoom out and go, look at the pins. I'm in Iceland? Like I'm in Iceland. Come on. I've never been to Iceland. That's awesome. If you're listening to me right now in Iceland, hi, I would love to talk to you. I would love to meet you. So thanks for being part of the How to Podcast series. Great episodes coming up. It's 2024. This is your year to be a podcaster, and I'm here to help. Anything I can do to help you, I'd love to. Let's talk soon. Take care, guys. Bye. Okay, you did it. No, you did. I know what you just did. I know what you did. You did it. You listened to the entire episode of the How to Podcast series. You are here with me, here at the very end. And I think you're awesome. And I appreciate you so much. And like I said in the episode, that I would love to talk to you and meet you one-on-one and chat. So howtopodcast.ca is where you go. There's a little SpeakPipe icon. You can click that, leave me a message, tell me that you listened to the entire episode, A, and B, let me know what your thoughts are. I'd love to hear from you. Questions, suggestions, how can we make the show better? What can we talk about? Topic ideas. You and I can work on this together. And on the howtopodcast.ca website, which was built on Canva, by the way, if you wanted to know that. howtopodcast.ca, you will also see her buy me a coffee because I drink a lot of coffee, you know that. And it may sound like I've had too much today. I need to get a refill, by the way. I work nights, and I do this during the daytime and on my days off. So I drink coffee. Yes, I do. And you can sponsor the podcast and fill my cup. And I would appreciate that over on howtopodcast.ca. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to the entire podcast, including this little meandering bit at the end. Just want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting the show and for supporting me as a podcaster. Really do appreciate you. Catch you on the next episode. Thank you for being here. Talk soon. Take care.